Now, going back around about 20 years ago, there was a young psychologist called Chris Argyris. I'm going to attach a link or a few links to his various theories and to his works in the additional materials section of the course, so you can do further study if you want. But here, what I'm going to do, my best to do, is simplify a framework that he initially offered the world. And he referred to this as the ladder of inference, all right? Inference. Now, for me, inference kind of sounds like interference. Now, Chris Argyris didn't say this, but I am, because it makes sense to me, and I'm hoping that if I say this to you, it's going to help you to understand all of this on a far deeper level. Because this, what I'm about to share with you now, is kind of what makes and breaks relationships on a life coaching level, on an intimate level, on a professional level, on a social level. I mean, come on, you understand social dynamics, don't you? And you also understand that whilst it can take years to develop trust in a relationship for some people, it can take seconds to tear trust down. And if we don't understand this, we can become more destructive in the context of our relationships than we ever initially wanted to. Now, whilst this may or may not be true for us, that is going to be true for many of the people that come to you for life coaching, because they are not going to know how to move forward and get the results that they ultimately want to get. Now, in life, we've already established that every problem has an emotional attachment to it, but what I'm also going to say now is that every problem that we have in life also has a relational component attached to it. All right. Now you just test the water with this one. All right, and work out for yourself if what I'm saying is true. Because I'm not just sharing theories with you in this course. I'm sharing with you my real time life experiences, my truth, the things that I have found to work, and the things that I've found don't work at all. Which I'm not building into the course for obvious reasons, because they're worthless. But what I want to share with you here is what I've grown to identify over the years as the natural order of things when it comes to conversations, communications, interactions with people when they begin falling apart. And this ladder of inference is the basis on which I deliver this presentation to you, but I'm going to unpack it in a very personable way, okay? In a way that I have come to understand. Now, I'm going to relate this idea, this concept, to me as I'm presenting this video to you right now. Now, what you aren't going to see behind the scenes is the preparation that I do personally before stepping in front of the camera and teaching something like this to you. Now, what I don't do, I don't have any scripts, I don't have any bullet points so much. I don't have everything scripted out, handwritten, so I can get it right and present you with some pre-prepared information. What my aim throughout courses like this to do is to communicate as authentically as physically possible. I explained this in the last section when we're talking about authenticity versus connection, didn't I? So, when it comes to presenting videos or presenting some packages or frameworks of information on any of my courses, there's always something that I initially intend to say. So before stepping in front of the camera, I'm just going to get clear in my mind what it is that I want to say. I'm getting clear on my intention. I'm getting clear on what it is that I want you, the student or the learner, to be taken away from this video. I'm considering what it is that I've said beforehand. I'm also considering where it is that I'm going to be going on to, so that what I say and how I say what I say when I say it is going to be relevant in relation to where we're at this point in the course, if that makes sense. Now, you might be thinking, Cain, that's kind of irrelevant because, you know, I'm not creating courses. No, you might not be creating courses, but you are taking this life coaching certification program. Therefore, you are wanting to interact with other people. So what I'm saying here is that the process or the end goal is exactly the same. I spend time preparing myself to communicate more effectively for you, and I'm going to encourage you before every coaching session to prepare yourself in preparation for the communication or the interaction that you're going to have with your clients. So what I'm saying here is it's important that before any interaction or communication, we're always clear on what our intention is, what we mean to say, what we intend to say, our meaning, our intention, the intention that we have before we even open our mouths. Because if we're not crystal clear on this, then what we say might end up not being a particularly accurate representation of what it was that we initially meant to say. And have you ever put your foot in it? Have you ever said something that you didn't mean to say? And the answer is most likely yes. I certainly have. Most days, I'll put my foot in it with most people all the time. And it's not because I'm not clear on what I mean, it's just sometimes I'll open my mouth generally without thinking, hey, we're going to say I'm an imperfect man. But what I am saying is that what we say, when we say what we say, can often be the first point in which a communication or an interaction begins to break down. Because if what we say is not an accurate representation of what we meant to say, then what you hear isn't going to be an accurate representation either of what I initially meant to say. You see, what you hear can be determined by the different meta-programming preferences. You might be internally referenced, you might be externally referenced, you might be naturally more inclined to operate in the emotional part of your brain rather than the reasonable, rational part of your brain. So all these factors are all going to determine what you hear. What you hear me say might be a complete misinterpretation of what I actually said, or and a million miles away from what I initially meant. And what's true for me is also true for you. Think about it. When was the last time that someone completely misinterpreted you? And what we're talking about here is judgment. This is just another expression of judgment. It's absolutely crucial, it's imperative that as life coaches, therapists, counsellors, you might be a hypnotherapist, you might be an NLP practitioner just looking to develop your professional repertoire and add some life coaching into the mix. I've got no idea what your background is or what you're going to be using this information for. But the one thing that I do know for certain is this, that all relationships are based upon trust, and trust is developed over time. And the one surefire way of tearing down trust is by judging someone unfairly too quickly. And look at this, what am I talking about here? How is it that we can judge people unfairly and incorrectly? Well, what you hear is going to determine what you assume about me, what you assume about what I mean. And this is what, and this is all on you here, by the way, all right? This is me, that's you. This is me, you're over there. I have some intentions. I'm intending to communicate as openly and as authentically and as inspiringly and as passionately and as sincerely as what I possibly can. That's my goal for producing and creating this course. But what you hear and what you assume can be so completely far removed from what I initially intended, that you've misjudged me and you got me wrong. Believe it or not, check out the review section of the course. There's going to be some people who've left stinking reviews because they misinterpreted something that I said in the early stage of the course. I appreciate that I'm not one of your conventional life coach instructors. I'm not the same as the educationalists reading out of textbooks with PowerPoints, because I'm not intending on just sharing information with you here. I want to help you to understand this stuff. I use this stuff. It helps me get phenomenal results. And in exactly the same way, I know that if you understand this stuff too, you can begin getting phenomenal results also. You see, what I'm just not doing here is holding anything back. Most people do. You don't have to. Because if you understand this, it's going to be easy for you to see that, you know, you actually can't control whether other people judge you or whether they don't. It's going to be determined on what it is that they actually want from the relationship. You see, if you value connection, then what you're naturally going to be inclined to pursue is understanding. And if you are naturally interested in understanding someone, then jumping to an assumption or a conclusion is going to be the last thing on your mind. Now, I share all this with you to help you understand and hopefully recognize that in the same way that you're judging me right now, other people are going to judge you in exactly the same way. I'm preparing you here, all right? I'm actually being the nice guy. So what I'm also saying is that you can't actually control this process. You can't determine what the outcomes are, whether other people judge you fairly or unfairly. The most important part that you can play in any communication or interaction is in the preparation that you take, that you make prior to every conversation that or interaction that you step into, that you get involved in. If you're crystal clear on what it is that you mean, then you're going to do your best to take your time to communicate and say the things, communicate the words, illustrate the points that you're intending to make as accurately as possible in as a creative way as you physically can. I'm doing my best here to lead by example, but what I can't determine is whether you judge me or not. And in the same way, you can't determine whether they judge you or not. So coming back to the theory, Chris Argyris' ladder of inference, I've simplified it here, but I've hopefully communicated it in a way that makes a little bit more sense, because I found it a little bit complex, a little bit complicated, but hey, most psychological frameworks are. So the four levels and stages of any communication, there is what we mean before we say what we say, then there's what we say. What we say or what I say is going to be determined by what you hear, and then there's going to be how you interpret what you think I'm saying and what you think I'm meaning. Now, there is one way, there is one remedy. And whilst you can't control or influence how other people are towards you, you are in complete control of how it is that you are to them. So if in an interaction with a client or a family member, loved one, friend, whatever, someone says something that doesn't sit right with you, that might offend you, that might upset you, that might this, what you can do is you can respond emotionally and I think you're saying this, and you can voice your opinion or react in what may be an appropriate or an inappropriate way, or you can get clarity on what the person's initial intention was, which is what I'm going to strongly urge you to do. And we do this by simply repeating back what it is that we think we heard. Repeating back. In any conversation, we would respond to anything that we're uncertain about with, can I just stop you for a moment? Our hands are up, we come in peace. I heard you say this, but I'm not sure what you meant by that. Could you please just take a few moments to help me understand what you mean? And this is possibly one of the greatest tools and insights that you could actually take away from this entire course. It's the patience, it's the self-control and willingness to not jump to conclusions or assumptions about what people's intentions are. Because if you do this, they're going to walk out the door and they're never going to come back to you. Trust me, I've learned this lesson the hard way, so that you don't have to. Hands up. Sometimes people are going to communicate and talk at such a rapid pace, but when your hands are up, you come in peace, you pose no threat, and sorry, I'm just getting a little bit lost here. You said this, and that's the point at which I got stuck. Could you just help me to understand exactly what you meant when you said what you said? And this will just help you to completely clear up any confusion, any misconceptions, any misinterpretations that you've already made, which you are going to make because you're an imperfect human being. But on the flip side of the coin, it's going to also preserve the trust in the relationship, and in an indirect way, allow this other person, your coach and client, to begin trusting you, respecting you, and admiring you on a far deeper level. Because now what you're showing them is that you're not just trying to coach them or be their guru, but you actually want to understand them because you value and respect the relationship. So, in the additional materials section, there is a small mini workbook explanation fact sheet that's going to explain all this. I hope this makes sense, but more than anything else, I hope you get out there and start applying this stuff, because these are now the frameworks that we need to be aware of, that you don't have to take notes about this stuff, just be aware of it and get out and start practicing it today. If you've got a family member, a husband, a wife, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, seriously, Just be aware of how quickly it is that you respond or react to the things that people say. And stop yourself, all right? Bite your tongue. Do what you need to do and begin committing to asking for more information. If you're not crystal clear on what someone's intentions are, then just simply get better at asking for more information, please. Because this is one great way of developing trust, and it's another phenomenal way of preserving relationships. Hope this makes sense. I look forward to seeing you again in the next clip.